Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu narrates, one of the ten who were given the glad tidings of paradise, narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit me in the year of the farewell Hajj because of an illness which became very serious. I said, O Messenger of Allah, you can see the severity of the illness that has befallen me. I am a very wealthy person with no one to inherit from me except a daughter. Should I give 2/3 of my wealth in charity? He replied, no. I asked, should I give half? O Messenger of Allah, he replied, no. I asked, should I give 1/3, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, 1/3. And even 1/3 is a lot or much. It is better for you to leave your ears wealthy than leaving them poor, begging from people. You will most certainly be rewarded for whatever you spend solely for the pleasure of Allah. So much so that you will be rewarded for the morsel which you place in your wife's mouth. I ask, O Messenger of Allah, will I survive my companions? He replied, if you survive your companions, then whatever deeds you do solely for the pleasure of Allah, you will increase in status and rank. Perhaps you will survive till some people will benefit from you while others will be harmed by you. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, O Allah, perfect for my companions their immigration and do not cause them to turn back on their heels. However, the unfortunate Sa'd ibn Khawla, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lamented over him, for he passed away in Makkah. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, one of the ten who were giving the glad tidings of paradise, narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to visit me in the third year, in the year of farewell Hajj, because of an illness which became very serious. I said, O Messenger of Allah, you can see the severity of the illness that has befallen me. I am a wealthy person with no one to inherit from me except a daughter. Should I give 2/3 of my wealth in charity? He replied, no. I asked, should I give half of, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, no. I asked, should I give 1/3, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, 1/3. And even 1/3 is a lot or much. It is better for you to leave your ears wealthy than leaving them poor, begging from people. You will most certainly be rewarded for whatever you spend solely for the pleasure of Allah. So much so that you will be rewarded for the morsel which you place in your wife's mouth. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah which a person offers in congregation in a masjid is more than 20 times superior to his salah in his business place or in his house. The reason for this is that when a person performs a perfect wuzu, proceeds to the masjid with the sole intention of offering salah, and nothing except salah urges him on, then for every step he takes, his rank is elevated by one, and one sin is wiped off his record. This continues till he enters the masjid. Once he enters the masjid, he is considered to be already in salah as long as it is salah that keeps him in the masjid. Once he enters the masjid, he is considered to be already in salah as long as it is salah that keeps him in the masjid. The angels continue praying in favor of the person as long he remains seated in the place where he offered his salah. The angels say in their prayer for the person, O Allah, show mercy to him. O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, accept his repentance. This continues as long as he does not hurt anyone and as long as he does not nullify his ablution, his wuzu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to act upon Allah. My dear brothers, this intention, you know, with intention, small deeds becomes very heavy. You know, on the day of judgment, the deeds are not going to be counted. The deeds are not going to be counted on the day of judgment. The deeds are going to be weighed. And the weight in the deeds are going to be according to one's ikhlas, sincerity and intention. So just placing a morsel in your wife's mouth, how small of a deed it is. But this becomes a reason of the pleasure of Allah by just making an intention of pleasing Allah. So just yesterday I was, after Maghrib we talked about this. So it's the same thing. You know, having this idea of pleasing Allah will rise in one's heart when he knows Allah. When he has connection with Allah, when he makes this purpose of his life that Allah should be pleased with me before I leave this world. When this idea arises in his mind, then for each and everything he will be finding the pleasure of Allah. Coming to masjid, staying at home, whatever he does. So he will do it with this intention of pleasing Allah. And that's when he enjoys all the a'mal. That's when he enjoys all the amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Allahumma inna nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaima maghfiratik wa ghanimata min kulli birni wa salamata min kulli ithim. La tada'a lana dhanban illa ghafartahu wa la haman illa farajtahu wa la halika hiya laka rida wa qadika ya rabbal alamin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bika nastaghiithu faslih lana sha'nana kullah. Wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfata 'ayn. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.